Okay, guys, welcome to another episode. I'm here with my buddy Logan, who is a solo metal artist, and his vocals sound a lot like the guy from Suicide Silence. So if you guys like Suicide Silence, you really gotta dig this dude. Too much and you're the martyr. Say nothing and it just gets louder. So much pain and so much hurt. Only have the stage to show my worth. Fucking for the road. Is there anything you want to plug or anything you want to talk about before we actually get started with the interview? Plug some shows.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I have a show this upcoming weekend in Winston-Salem at a place called The Den. It's a benefit show called Mosh for Miracles, where the money is going to go to an organization called Living the Dream Foundation, which is basically like a rock and roll make-a-wish thing. And where they give, like, a dream day where, you know, you get to meet your favorite artist for someone who has, like, a life-threatening illness or something like that.
Awesome. So, what artist is going to be out there for the people to meet this year?
It's some local bands. We got me, a new band called Fuck Around and Find Out. We got a band called OE Pretty Things, Manic Third Planet, and Impulse Machine.
Awesome. So, how many people usually attend this show?
So I haven't done this show, this benefit thing, in a very long time. The last time I did it, it was a friend of mine doing it for me when I lost my kidney, and we had about like 100 people there. It's pretty cool.
Awesome. So what is people's first initial reaction when they find out you front a metal band, and how does that change people's perspective of the disability community for life?
I got a lot more love and respect. It happens a lot at shows. People will think, oh, he's just a little fan, whatever, if they don't know me. And then I'll get on stage and they're going to be like, oh, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. So that is pretty cool. When I found out you front a front band, I was like, because another buddy I interviewed, he gave me your information. I'm like, wow, this dude's amazing. Like, you actually take the time to record and do all that stuff. So how do you think being in the music industry changes the perspective of not just playing a band, but being a part of the music industry changes the perspective of people and the way they see you in the disability community? Like, I know you front a band, but how do you feel like that changes their perspective over time and overall?
It kind of makes the wheelchair go invisible in a lot of ways.
Oh, okay, cool. How does it go invisible? Like, kind of reflect on that a little bit. Like, give me an example.
I can give you a couple examples. So, like, for example, in the rap world, I don't really, if I'm reaching out for like a feature or something, I don't really show my disability or anything. I'll just send them the link to my music and they're like, oh yeah, this is sick. And then we'll get to talking more and they'll like gain respect and stuff like that. It's really cool. And then in the rock world, you know, people advocate for, like, you know, disabled venues and stuff like that. It's actually really cool, but for the most part, it's just kind of people loving each other as humans.
Yeah. So, kind of elaborate on what's some of the challenges you faced when you were pursuing your music career, or what are some of the challenges you still face while you're pursuing your career? Because the career is not over. You're still going out doing shows and, you know, doing features. So what are some of the challenges you face?
Definitely inaccessible venues, for sure. Like, there's certain venues where there's, like, not a ramp, so you have to get, you know, lifted up. There's other times where you're playing in, like, a basement area and there's stairs going down. And then you find out there's a way you can get in, but they won't let you. And it's, like, really bad. Stuff like that.
Okay. With that being said, what is the most craziest thing that's happened to you while playing a show, or any kind of weird accessible thing you had to deal with, and how did you overcome that? Speaking of the steps and all that non-accessibility, how do you overcome those challenges when you're about to play a show or you're looking for a venue? What are some of the challenges you face?
So basically, just what I'll do is I'll go in, and if I need help, I'll have homies help me, and then just kind of rock out and do it.
Oh, cool. So you say you reach out for features and you record music. So what is the most challenging part of while recording, or some of the most challenging things you face while recording?
Definitely like the wires getting caught in my wheelchair and stuff like that.
Oh, that's crazy. So have you ever had the wires get caught, or how did you overcome that?
I just like pull it out. It's like, no.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Oh, go ahead. I'll cut you off. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. You're good.
So, let's say that things get crazy. I know I've seen videos of you crowd surfing. This man's crazy. You guys gotta check this out. But what if you're on stage and you need assistance and you're in mid-song and, like, if something goes wrong and you gotta really figure something out? What do you do? Do you give them hand signals? Do you just yell?
Yeah, stuff like that.
What is the most crazy thing that's happened to you, if it's not too personal, during a show that somebody wouldn't really think about or really think that would happen to you?
There was this one time I was playing a show and I was doing cool, and then mid-song this dude was like really hyped and he tried to come up and like freestyle on a beat that I didn't even record on at the time.
Oh, okay. Did you let that run? Did y'all just go with it, or did you kick him off the stage?
I let it run because I was like, okay, I get it.
Was he drunk or?
Yeah.
That's awesome. So did you make up your own lyrics? How'd it go? Or you just keep going in your song?
Oh, I just made up my own lyrics at the time because the song wasn't written.
Oh, did you write a song off of it?
Yeah, I did eventually.
Hell yeah, dude.
So yeah, it was sick.
What'd you name the song? Drunk Guy of This Show?
No, I called this song Pretty Privileged.
Oh, okay, cool, because he was privileged. What do you think people think when they see you crowd surfing? What is their reaction like? I mean, when I saw you crowd surfing, I mean, I've got on stage with Slipknot and fell off the stage and all kind of crazy stuff, but I've never really, I've crowd surfed in t-shirt and a boxers and some shoes, but I never really used my chair to crowd surf. When I saw you get up that high, I was like, wow, this dude's high. Like, he's actually crowd surfing across the stage. So what is people's reaction when they see you crowd surfing?
They're going like, oh, my God, yes! I love you! Stuff like that.
That's cool. So if you could record or go on tour with any artist, who would it be?
I'd love to go on tour one day with artists like Slipknot, Deftones. Spirit Box would be really fun. Bad Omens would be cool. Sleep Token. Those are just like dream scenarios, or like a Kim Dracula would be cool.
Cool. So what would you, if you could meet Corey Taylor, anybody in the band, what song would you play, or what would you want to tell them?
If I got to meet Corey Taylor and perform alongside him in Slipknot, that'd be sick. I'd probably do something like their song Sick.
Oh yeah, that's one of my favorite songs. Yeah. I like the way they mix the drum and that double bass is awesome.
Me too.
Yeah. So you said that you lost your kidney, and we've talked a little bit on the phone before the interview, and you said you met the lead, or FaceTime with the lead singer of Sleeping with Sirens. So
Pierce talk the Veil.
So what?
It was Pierce the Veil.
Oh, Pierce the Veil. I'm sorry. So talk a little bit about that and what it was like and how that helped. Did it help your career? Is there anything you take away from that? Or what do you think about when you think about that day? What comes to your mind and how has it helped you through life?
So that day actually led to the crowd surfing that y'all saw.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so it helped a lot. Through that, I got a lot of new fans and stuff like that. Sometimes here and there, I'll even get to talk to Vic. But not as much recently, but I still get to talk to the other person that was on the video call with us.
Oh, cool. So, Vic does, if he sees you, he knows who you are, and y'all kind of chop it up and everything like that.
Yeah, I actually met him at the Blue Ridge concert, because if it wasn't for him, that wouldn't have happened.
Oh, awesome. So, that's dope. So, how do you think, talking about music and doing music, how do you think doing music keeps you in a positive headspace, and how did it help you through your daily life to keep going?
It definitely helps keep you in a positive headspace and stuff like that, because, like, let's say you're going through, like, a really rough time or whatever, or just anything in general, is if you can get it out through the way of that, it's a lot healthier and could even benefit you in the long run versus, you know, other methods of.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, I think music is very healthy. I'm a fan of all music, but I like metal and things like that. So, yeah, metal is just got an energy, and I like what you do because you kind of add a hip-hop vibe and a metal vibe to it, too. So, speaking of music, what is your recording process? What kind of things do you do to help you record to make you a better musician? Or is there anything that you have to do differently because of the chair and your disability?
I literally just grab this thing right here and plug it into my iPad and go.
Okay, so you record from home?
Yeah.
Awesome. No, that's dope. So is there anything you wish I would have asked or you want to elaborate on or tell the people or tell about your music or a cool story you have or who you plan to meet or anything like that?
I do have a cool story about a song that's dropping on Friday.
Awesome, yeah.
Yeah, so I have a song dropping on Friday called Fantasy featuring an artist named Oni, who actually does have a feature with the artist of Sleeping With Sirens on his new record.
Awesome. That is dope. So maybe it'll get you more connections in that world and meet Sleeping With Sirens and maybe do some recording with him.
That would be cool one of these days for sure.
Yeah, one thing I tell people and I tell musicians and stuff like that that are recording music, manifest it, man, because if you manifest it and you keep believing, it'll come true.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I got an extra question. Is there anything that's happened to you crazy on stage, or is there a fear of yours? I know I interviewed Mikey from Islander, so if anybody's watching this and really likes Islander, check that out. It was funny because one of his biggest fears is pooping on stage, having to poop. And he told the band, he's like, if I gotta poop, we're not stopping. So is there anything that you really fear that you have to think about or any crazy story like that that you are like, wow, I hope that doesn't happen?
I actually do. Okay, so New Year's Eve this past year, I was playing a show at it's called Reboot Arcade Bar. It's out in Winston-Salem. I'll never forget it. I was sitting there performing the song. And as the breakdown hits, my wheelchair breaks and my wheel comes off. And I just, like, chuck it to the side, kind of like, you know, a rock star would break his guitar and just kind of, like, went with it. Like, oh, yeah.
That's awesome. I've seen new videos and stuff of you getting out of your chair and climbing on top of the speakers. How did you first realize you could do that?
I knew I could do that when I was, like, really young. I was actually told when I was born that that wasn't really going to be a thing. But for some odd reason, I'm able to pull it off, and it's pretty cool.
Awesome. So when did you first start recording music?
I first started doing the recording stuff back in, like, 2011-ish, 12-ish, but I wasn't the best. And then once I started getting better, it was about, like, 2016. And once I really started getting it was in the 2020s. But my current project's, like, almost 6 years old, though.
That's what's up. So people, he's saying that if you have a disability or whatever, it doesn't matter. Just keep going and push through and you can do whatever you want to do. So yeah, I'm going to post your links at the bottom of this video. Is there anything you want to say to the people as we close this interview up? And anything you want to plug or say or anything like that?
Sure. Thank you all for checking the interview out. Much love. If y'all like rock and metal and even some like trap hip-hop-y stuff, check out the links in the description, and it'll be there for y'all to hear.
All right, bro. Good talking to you.